If you don't know what to get your significant other for that special occasion, then head over to giftingmap.com. The team at Gifting Map has curated an amazing collection of great gifts for that special guy or girl in your life. Visit giftingmap.com today. Listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, this is where we go over the games for the weekend in the National Football League. We will tell you what you should be watching, what you should be avoiding, some nuggets from each game, maybe some things that will make you go, hey, I'm going to get out of chores this weekend because this game is going to be good. Or, you know what? If it's the only thing I got in my local area, I got to go do hang Christmas lights or whatever. The Bills, Browns, Dolphins, Jets, 49ers, all with byes. So do the Patriots. But those are five pretty bad teams plus the Patriots. So luckily for us, we won't have to dive into those teams. But let's start
I'll be honest. I'm a little upset the Browns aren't playing.
Well, are you still riding the Browns? I mean, when are you going to jump off that three-win train.
When they officially are eliminated from playoff contention.
That's a good point. They haven't. They could win their next, six games and be 9-6-1 and maybe dive into this thing.
Baker Mayfield can throw his hat into the 57-touchdown race.
He is. Yeah, exactly.
Much of a chance as Pat Mahomes does.
I know. Let's start with the Dallas Cowboys on the road at the Atlanta Falcons. Both teams are 4-5. Falcons, though, this is disappointing, isn't it? The Cowboys, 4-5. You know what?
It's a good season for them.
I didn't know what Dallas was going to do this year. I didn't expect them to go 12-4 or 13-3. But Atlanta, I thought, was a pretty good team. I thought Atlanta going into this season looked really sharp. They lost to the Eagles in last year's playoffs. They got Julio Jones's money. It looked like the defense was getting better. They had made some signings in the offseason. The Falcons are in deep, deep trouble because the Saints aren't coming back in that division. So they're fighting for a wild card too. This is kind of a must-win game for them as well. If it was a must-win for Green Bay and Seattle, it's a must-win for Atlanta and Dallas. I think this is a 3.5. The teams aren't playing well, but I think there's some importance here not to be overlooked.
No, this time you definitely have. There's definitely interest and there's intrigue in this game because you have, I'm not going to say two high-profile teams, but two known teams the last couple of years. I mean, the Cowboys are always known year in and year out, but the Falcons, were 2 years away from their Super Bowl collapse.
Yeah.
And they haven't looked anything like that team. That collapse really has stuck with them. They haven't been able to shake that at all. But yeah, there's definitely, I'm interested in this game. I mean, there's definitely a lot of high-profile stars. There's stuff to watch for in this game.
The Carolina Panthers at the Detroit Lions. Look, again, I give this a level of importance, too. The division is not, coming back. The Saints are rolling right now. The Carolina Panthers are a team that's going to be fighting for a playoff berth. Now, they got throttled by the Steelers in their last outing, but they're still a very good football team. But I'm watching out for them because their defense is susceptible and they've got some tough games down the stretch. They got the Saints again. They got the Saints twice. They've got a Seahawks team that seems to be hungry. Yeah, they'll play the Browns and the Buccaneers. But if they lose this game on the road to the Lions, start tightening things up in Carolina, because even at 6-3, we don't know where this wild card is heading, and you better be careful. Carolina should get one of the spots, but you better be careful and not cough this away. It's not a must win. It's not on the same level as the Falcons at 4-5. But if the Panthers are going to solidify themselves, they got to win a game against a Detroit team that's beatable. So I give this a 3.5 as well.
Yeah, this is a bounce back game for the Panthers.
They better bounce back. Yeah,
they have to bounce back, or else consider the season done. I mean, this was a team that we had flirting in our top five earlier. Just really feels like just a few weeks ago,
not that long ago,
and then they just go and get shellacked by the Steelers, and you're like, all right, well, maybe this team isn't who we thought they were. The Lions, they're just a tricky team. It seems like they've been the same Lions team for the last 20 years, where
doesn't
matter what their record is, they can beat you one week or they can lose badly the next. And again, it's, are they going to rise up to the occasion, or are they already making plans? Like, you know what, guys, let's just play our game because we got Turkey Day football coming up, where we're going to be on more of a national map. So who knows if they should actually show up for this one?
I don't get it with the Lions. I really don't. I mean, they've had playmakers. I mean, they had Calvin Johnson for those years. They have Matt Stafford, who's got a good arm. He's not a terrible quarterback. He's a good quarterback. And they have never found any rhythm at all. They have tried different coaches. They have never found any rhythm. I don't get it. I don't get how the Lions have just not been able to put. And here's the other thing. The Lions are never terrible. Right. So they're never 1-15. So they're that middle of the road team that we talk about. That's that when you're a fan of that team, that's in the danger zone, meaning just tease you enough to give you to give you playoff hopes and opportunity, but then also not bad enough that you can get a top five draft pick. They just hover around that area. And it's just been difficult because I feel like, look, put some people. I want to say put people around Matt Stafford. They've had people around Matt Stafford and still couldn't do it. They had one of the best wide receivers in the game with Matt Stafford, and they couldn't do it. So, you know, I don't know what the formula is to work with Detroit.
Maybe it's just Detroit.
Maybe it is. You might be right. Maybe it is. Tennessee and Indianapolis. I think this is a four. I like this game because I want to know more about the Titans right now after the bye. They've been playing really, really good, beating the Cowboys and the Patriots. I want to know if this is real. I'm not 100% sure it's real. I can tell you locally on the ground, people are very cautious of this football team. They love it now, but they're very, very, very careful not to go overboard with their praise on this Titans, because that team that couldn't score touchdowns, that could pop back at any minute. Andrew Luck has got the Colts turned around. They have won three in a row. There was a time when the Colts were 1-5, and now they've won three straight, albeit they've played bad teams. So let's not put this and make this, you know, this win streak awesome. They've beaten the Bills, Raiders, and Jaguars. These are three bottom feeder teams. So let's see where the Colts are going. And they barely beat the Jaguars. But again, I want to know where Tennessee is. They're only a game behind Houston in a very winnable division, but I don't know anything about their future. I'm not sure which team is coming up. I'm not safe to say the Titans have turned things around. They've looked good, but those demons could come back for the Titans. But I want to see Andrew Luck. He's having a good year.
Yeah, this game has playoff implications.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
I mean, neither of these teams. I mean, the Texans, even though they've ran off six straight, remember, this was a team that started 0-3.
Started 0-3,
so it's
right?
Very easy for them to slip back in, coming off a bye week, to slip into a loss. If they lose, Titans win, we got a tie at the top of the table. If the Titans lose, the Colts win, now you got two teams that are just a game behind the Texans. This one has all the feelings of, you know, late December matchup.
At MetLife Stadium, the Giants taking on Tampa Bay. This is a 1.5, maybe. The only thing, the reason I give it a half is JPP is coming back to New York, and that's the only thing that has got interest.
Well, that'll be the first series?
No more Fitzmagic, right? Yeah, right? That's it.
Be the first series, and you're like, all right, I'm
Jason
good.
Pierre-Paul and then going up against Eli, that's it. That's all you got. Ryan Fitzpatrick's Fitzmagic is dead, so that lasted for... Listen, let's not forget, can we reiterate that stat from over the weekend? The Buccaneers got 500 yards of offense and managed 3 points. The first team in NFL history to accomplish that. All right, so Fitzmagic is dead. This is a terrible game.
That's hashtag goals right there.
That is, I know, right? Oh, my goodness. This game is terrible. It's 1.5 only because of the return of Jason Pierre-Paul.
Yeah, we just want to see how hard he's going to drive Eli into the ground.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. That's all we're looking for. Houston and Washington's a good game. 6-3, 6-3. Let's see which team, you know, the Redskins have got some issues, but Adrian Peterson's playing well. The Texans, I don't know if they have issues, but like you said, they started 0-3, fixed their team, have been playing really good, won six in a row, coming off a bye week, look good, leading the division. The Redskins team that's leading their division. So this is a four. This is not a stellar matchup of two Titans in the NFL, but you know what?
It should
two
be a
division
good game.
Winners. It should be a good game.
Should be
so
a good game.
We'll
I mean, you have, and you have. I'm curious to see how far Demaryius Thomas has progressed.
Yeah,
I mean, he played on a short week, and I think it was all just because, like, hey, we're going to Denver. We're just going to throw you in routes, out routes. You know, we're going to keep it basic for you to be so you can play in Denver. But now he's had almost like a full 2 weeks of practice with him.
Yeah.
So
I want to see where that goes.
Yeah, I want to see how much you know, has there been trust developed between him and Deshaun Watson?
And Adrian Peterson is becoming a really good story.
Yeah, that's kind of...
It's really a good story.
Harkens like to the days of yore.
I know. It's fantastic. One other 1 o'clock game, East time, 12 o'clock game if you're in Central, and, God, 10 o'clock game out in the Pacific time zone. Pittsburgh and Jacksonville. Man, do I want to believe that this is just going to be an easy pitch and catch day for the Steelers. But they always have trouble against Jacksonville, even when Jacksonville was lousy. They always fits, I don't know, whatever reason, Jacksonville would give them fits. Steelers would win games, but you would go, ooh, that didn't look too good. This is a 2.5 though. The Jacksonville Jaguars aren't very good. I like watching the Steelers because they're my team. If they're not your team, you still watch them because their offense is great and James Conner is awesome and Ben Roethlisberger is having a pretty good year. They've won 5 in a row. But look, is it going to be a stellar game? I'm not buying it from the Jaguars. So it could. On Monday, I could be sobbing some tears, but nevertheless, I don't think it's going to be the stellar matchup that we saw in the playoffs.
See, I might bump this up a little bit more than you would.
Okay, go ahead.
One of the things I'm very curious about now is now that the Le'Veon Bell story, the saga, is over.
Yes.
Does James Conner keep performing the way he's performing? Did the Steelers' offense keep performing the way they were performing? You know, were they performing at such a high level, such an elite level, because they had something to prove that they don't need Le'Veon Bell? Now that we know that he's not going to be there at all, do they sit back and relax a little bit, or do they keep that intensity up?
I hope they keep that intensity up, given that they're paid professional football players, but I see where you're going, yeah. I hope they do. Let me think. I'm trying to remember... No, it's not fading me. I was thinking about Jacksonville's game last year and who was really, outside of Bortles, because he played really well, who was the standout? What was the standout situation in that game? And I don't think that's going to be a factor in this one. So this is, again, I'm going to leave it at 2.5, Steelers and Jaguars. All right, when we come back, we'll wrap up the NFL weekend, tell you our likes and dislikes on the schedule, what you should watch and what you shouldn't watch, as we go over the NFL Week 11 in the National Football League on SB Nation AM.
You're listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts on Black Friday. Be one of the first 25 customers to make a purchase, and you will receive a free limited edition O'Reilly Auto Parts hat. Plus, check out the 5-day sale from November 23rd to November 27th. Mark your calendars now. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. We're going through the NFL schedule, the games this weekend, to give you an idea of what you should watch and what you can avoid rating each game. I missed the one other afternoon game, so forgive me. Cincinnati at Baltimore. No, good game here. 3.5. Baltimore's trying to save their season. Cincinnati's trying to stay alive in the race for the North Division, so that's a good reason to keep playing hard, I guess. No, this is a good game. Division rivals, these are, it's one of those divisions in the North, man. Every time these teams get together, it's like beat each other up, physical football. We'll see how that plays out. I think this is a pretty good game to watch. Cincinnati's got a lot to play for. Ravens have even more to play for because their season's on the line. So 3.5 to 4 on this one.
Nah, I think Steeler fan did that on purpose.
Aha. Oh, leaving it out?
Yep. No, actually, you know what? This is a mirror image of the AFC South. I mean, both
right,
of these teams,
sure.
This is playoff implications for both these guys, too. You know, Bengals are only a game out behind the Steelers, Ravens, and, you know, everything plays out exactly the same way as the Titans and Colts. The only difference here is that, I don't know, you always just get that feeling the AFC North is tougher.
Yeah, it is.
You know,
there's
just
physicalness
tougher.
To it. Yeah, I don't know if it's true or not. It just appears that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it's true either, but it's just. What we grew up knowing is like that is just a mean, nasty division. And so
this Bengals one,
you throw the books out.
Yeah, and the Bengals have lost 3 of 4, but listen, they've lost. Listen to the teams they've lost to: Steelers, Chiefs, and Saints. So that's not terrible. I mean, they got blown out by the Saints. But...
And another uptick to watch this game would be who's the Ravens' starting quarterback this week?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I mean, we're talking about a season on the line here. I mean, again, Baltimore's 4-5. I mean... So
yeah, the last report that I saw was that RG3.
I saw RG3 was practicing what
all the snaps
yesterday or
yeah.
Wednesday, one of those days. He took all the snaps.
I mean, what does that mean?
Ooh, home. This is going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy.
I mean, for me, I would much rather see Lamar Jackson.
I would too.
I want to see what he can do.
I do too.
You know, and this would be a perfect opportunity. But if he's hurting and he can't make it,
yeah,
man, a revival of RG3. Does he
RG3.
Still have it?
Amazing. You can still hang out in this league, man. If you could still find a way to just hang around, somehow the NFL just comes back to you, right? I mean, just eventually you get work.
If he plays well, does it open the door for Colin Kaepernick?
No. I know. No, it does not. Oakland Raiders at Arizona. If there is a game to skip, this would be one of them. A one on the scale. If you just like watching the implosion of the Oakland Raiders, then feel free to dive into this one. But no. I'm not going to give them my time. No Raiders and Cardinals. I'm not going to give you anything. Enjoy your time in Glendale, and that's about it. Play some golf.
Yeah, this game has all the makings of, are the Raiders legitimately tanking?
No, God. If they lose this game like 35-3, they're tanking. Yes, they are. Come on. It's enough. That's enough.
I mean, this one has draft pick implications. You don't really say that.
Exactly.
Who knows?
Oh. There was years ago, like in the 80s, Sports Illustrated did a story on a game between the Houston Oilers and the New Orleans Saints, who at the time were the two worst teams in the NFL. And they called it the Rupus Bowl because it was super spelt backwards. I thought it was great. And you know who played in that game? There was, who was it? Oliver Luck played in that game. I think he played for Houston. Andrew Luck's dad was in this really bad, bad NFL game. And Oliver Luck is now, he was at West Virginia, but I think, if I'm not mistaken, he's joined on to that new football league. I'll have to look that up to find out. But I think he's in this doing something with the new American Football Alliance, whatever it's called. Denver at the Chargers. I love Philip Rivers. I feel this is interesting, Ron. I thought that the Chargers with Philip Rivers had more success against Denver. But I'm mistaken. The Broncos have won 7 of the last 9 meetings against the Chargers. I would not have thought that. I feel like he's had success against Denver, but I was right. What I did notice, though, that even with Peyton Manning was there, they've played in close games. Manning has just prevailed. But nevertheless, I think they roll over the Broncos here. I would love to see how many Denver fans make the trip to L.A. to invade StubHub Center.
That's what I'm thinking.
But that's all I got.
How much orange and blue are we going to see?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Bronco fans they travel pretty good, too. They've got a nice little national fan base, but Chargers should roll in this one.
It's starting to get cold in Denver. It snowed there, right?
Get out of there.
Yeah, get out for a little bit.
Get out of there.
Get some sunshine before it's too late.
You know what's funny? When I lived in Colorado, the old line in Colorado would be like, don't like the weather? Wait a minute. And I'm like, you know what? I've lived in a lot of places, and they seem to say that everywhere I live. Everywhere I live. Except I'm sure they don't say that in San Diego. If they don't say, don't like the weather? Get out, because it ain't getting any better than this. Okay? Because this is awesome. Like, everywhere I go, it's just, but Denver used to say it all the time. But it was more accurate in Colorado, because it really would be. It would literally snow in the morning, and then it'd be 75 degrees by 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It was a great state for that kind of stuff. But yeah, I can see them going to LA to invade StubHub Center to see the Broncos at 3-6. Like, waning days of Vance Joseph. That'd be great. Go cheer on the Denver Broncos. But the Chargers, you got to pay attention to. This is a 3.5 for me. I think the Chargers are sneaky good, and I hope they stay sneaky good, because they're catching up on people. One day people are going to wake up. Here's what's going to happen, Ron. I'm telling you right now. It could happen. It could happen this weekend. After Monday night's game, the Rams could give the Chiefs their second loss of the season. The Chargers could beat Denver, and then a lot of America is going to wake up who don't really. You maybe follow their local team, but that's about it. Wake up one day and go, oh my God, the Chargers are in first place in the West. I thought that was Kansas City's division to lose. And they're going to wake up and they're going to realize that the Chargers and the Chiefs are tied for first place, because nobody's paying attention to what the LA Chargers are doing. So this is about a 3.5 for me. I wish Denver was a bit better, but they're not.
Yeah, but I mean, this is a 5.
Take it a 5, of course.
That personal 5.
Enjoy the division matchup with the Broncos.
It's like what you said too. For whatever reason, I mean, when these two teams face, it doesn't matter what the record is, doesn't matter what they've been doing all season. The Broncos always seem to have the Chargers number. I do feel that this year might be a little bit different, but I felt that way in the past too.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, once Manning was gone, even when Manning was out, they still found Denver found ways to beat the Chargers. But I think this Chargers team is just very good, just much better than we've seen in the past. Philadelphia and New Orleans. Hey, listen, I know the Eagles are struggling, and they're not the same. They're not the same looking football team like they were last year. They've got a lot of different things going on. Running game isn't, you know, is they get Jay Ajayi's out. Secondary is weak. But you know what, man? I got to think there's some Eagles fighting them. And I know the Saints are rolling. I think the Saints are going to win. But I think this might be one of the toughest one of the tougher fights the Saints have. This is just a guess, and I'm literally just rolling on gut here. This is a four and a half. It's the Super Bowl champs, and I know they're struggling. But this, I think this is going to be a really good game. I think this is going to be a better game than the numbers indicate, because the numbers indicate the Saints should roll past the Eagles. Eagles' secondary stinks, and the Saints will eat that alive. I'm just taking a gut check here. I think this is going to be closer than people think.
Oh, no, I'm with you. It's two sides of the fence here. I mean, if the Saints' offense gets hot, like what they when they did against Cincinnati, I mean, we didn't think they were gonna just completely wipe Cincinnati off the planet.
Oh no, they scored 35 points in the first half.
Yeah, and so we've now see that this team they have the potential to just destroy teams. So I'm with you. I think this could be a lot closer than it actually is.
I can't wait for Monday when we're like, well, okay, so the Saints won 56-10. We were wrong on that. Minnesota and Chicago, this is a good one. This is a five. This is a division battle. This is great. It's Sunday night.
That was
great
a good flex
game.
Night.
Great flex game. It's a five on the board. Watch it. It's going to be great. And then, of course, Monday night, that's an 11. I mean, why? Because you can't go higher than 11.